This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you want better than 9-7 the regular season, that's absolutely fair.
Yeah.
But that said, it's not like they didn't have a great season last year.
They did.
With the 9-7 as a wild card with
because,
the run they
well,
did.
Well, because they benched Mariota.
This wasn't a deal where they underachieved last year. They're coming off
overachieving
last year.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But all I'm saying is that because of the additions that they've made, the expectations to be ratcheted up, and they have to change.
You're going for it.
Yeah.
You're absolutely going for it, adding Clowney on a $50 million deal. I get it. I still don't think it's enough to put you over the top of Mahomes. There's not most AFC teams could do to put you over them.
Yeah.
That said, I fully expect them to be a playoff team and a 10 to 11 win team this season.
If you break down the AFC,
make the playoffs. What else you want?
I would probably even put them behind Pittsburgh, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. Ben's got to show me first.
Oh, there's a lot of hype about Ben this year.
Yeah,
and that defense.
Not from Mike Tannenbaum. He says he'll be the fourth worst. He'll be the fourth best quarterback in that division. There's only four teams in the division. Yeah, well, that's how you looked when he said Tannehill would be the best quarterback last year over Mariota, take the job over, and they'd be pretty good with him. And we sat there and ate that crow.
Wow. Well, let's okay.
That's what I'm saying. You got some people saying the elbow is fine. He's going to be back. It's going to be the same Ben. You got some people don't believe it's still going to be the same. And some would go as far. Now, I don't believe he'll be the fourth best quarterback. And again, you got Baker Mayfield in that division.
Right.
You know, as up and down as he's been. That said, though, I'm not ready to put it all on Ben Roethlisberger.
The teams
you think that I can't give Pittsburgh a nod over the Titans. I'm not doing that.
Well, just because that defense, and I'm honestly baking in. I'm pricing in a resurgent year
that?
From Big Ben.
Yeah, can that defense repeat that?
So here are the teams that we know for sure are ahead of the Tennessee Titans in the AFC. The Chiefs are ahead of them. The Ravens are ahead of them.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that even though they're coming off of beating them in the divisional round of the playoffs.
And then, you know, I mean, the Patriots are sort of in that mix, right? I mean, we'll see what happens with Cam Newton. I think you have to give Bill Belichick
doubt. Some people aren't giving them the benefit of the doubt in the division. Some people still saying it's the Bills in there. They were top 10 in the power rankings over to ESPN, John. That's putting them among the best. That was the whole league. That's putting them among the best teams in the AFC.
I don't know how you feel about the Bills.
No.
You know?
I like the Titans situation better than the Bills. Josh got
so
a lot
you
of
think,
still.
You think the Titans are the third best team in the AFC?
I go third best. I think that's fair with the run they had last year. Again, my biggest question would be, same Derrick Henry? Because if you don't, you're going to need something else there. It was all, you know, the way he was running it last year, Tannehill didn't have to do much, and particularly in the playoffs. But they won't get that same Derrick Henry. They're going to need to show a change of dimension, that kind of thing, what they hoped Deion Lewis would be and ended up not being. They need that this year. Need to add it to a healthy Derrick Henry.
I've got the Titans fourth in the AFC. I got them as a playoff team, and I think they should win their division.
And who's the third? You got them behind Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I got it. I love
Steeler fans. Are plenty of them in this town that would love you saying that. But
You have no respect for Mike Tomlin.
What Roethlisberger is going to look like. We just don't.
The disrespect
I
of Mike Tomlin.
I absolutely have plenty of respect
you
for
have
Mike
no
Tomlin.
Respect.
He gets it done. He did it done with a quarterback named Duck last year.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, that's my point.
I get that.
It's like, if he's got his quarterback back, I mean, Juju's going to have an explosive year.
Again, that's banking on the defense doing the exact same thing for you last.
They'll take a step back. I think that's true. I think that's fair. But you know what? Here again, Jason, we're talking NFL.
Not talking your team or mine.
Well.
And for good reason, probably.
Well, I mean, my organization is an absolute
I mean, I got Detroit first week. I'm going to come out 1-0 with this thing. Who you got from week one?
We got Teddy Two Glove 1-0. Thank you.
This man said the Raiders going to come out the box 1-0.
We ain't.
Did you see four of your first five games are against teams that were
We ain't talking about the first five. We ain't talking about the first five. We're talking about the first one against Teddy Two Glove.
The point I'm getting to is if you're going to win that game, you better enjoy it, brother.
So you
so it's going to get a lot worse for you over the next few weeks.
So you picking Teddy Two Glove over the Raiders?
I might. They're going to be favored in that game.
I think it's in Charlotte, so they probably.
Absolutely, they're going to be favored in that game. And what was he with the Saints last year? 5-0?
Well, was that because of Teddy Bridgewater? No.
It's because that man does not make mistakes.
Well, you know.
I'll take it right now. I'll take him over you. Is that why you got a new shiny Raiders cap?
No,
because you saw the first week matchup,
although
and you said we're going to go 1-0?
I've been had this, although I did get my latest drop coming in on Thursday. You know, every year I splurge and I get some new gear. I mean, should I have done it this year? We're going to be 6-10? Probably not, but I do it every year no matter what.
Any fan that sits up here and roots for Mariota to get on the injured list, that's going to go bad for you.
Oh,
and
I don't
karma.
Root for it. I'm resigned to it. I just know that's the way this is going to go. It's the worst. It is the worst expenditure in the history of time.
No, it's like
in any field.
Like they say about Foles, you wanted to light a fire under Trubisky's. Your boy's hoping to light a fire.
Dude
under Derek
didn't
Carr.
Even make it to week
threw
one
for 4,000 last
Dude
year.
Dude didn't even make it to week one, man. And he's supposed to come in here and light a fire under Derek Carr's ass. It's ridiculous. Oh, he lit a
Derek
fire
Carr
under my
quietly
ass.
Quietly threw for 4,000 last year.
Yeah, very quietly. They think this bum who can't even he doesn't even have feeling in his elbow.
You don't even know that your own team is a 3-point favorite.
Are they favored?
I just schooled you. 3-point favorite in Carolina.
Well, that to me just speaks to how damn bad Carolina is, or how bad they think Carolina is going
to
be.
Don't speak ill of the white running back I'm about to draft tonight, number one. There's going to be a lot of pride through y'all's veins
it's
when
gonna
I draft
be,
him
it's
number
It's going to be
one.
A throwback to freaking Stanford against the Raiders for him. It's going to be ugly for us.
There's nothing that says that Teddy can't be efficient enough to keep the lanes open for Christian McCaffrey and them have a decent season.
They just don't have anything else. That's their problem. They don't have anything else.
At least beat the Raiders game one.
Yeah, they have DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel. I mean, none of those guys strike fear in the hearts of anybody across the
that's probably true.
Across the NFL. Anyway, the Titans Titans got better over the weekend.
Absolutely, they
There's
did.
No doubt about that. We'll talk to Jason Fitz about that and more at 1:25. Back in a minute, I don't know if we got to talk about this Odell Beckham story or not. I mean, we've been referencing it. I know there are a lot of people out there who are probably very confused. Jason's going to handle that one when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Indeed knows a lot of small businesses took a hit recently and are busy trying to figure out plans for the future. So if you're hiring, it means finding the right people is more critical than ever before. Indeed will help you find the quality candidates you need, while only paying for what you need. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Football is coming back to take your mind off everything. And even better, you could win $10,000. For real. All you gotta do is pick a winner with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Every week, just pick the winners at Radio.com/picks. The player with the most correct picks every week gets $1,000. Do that across the whole season, you get the $10,000 grand prize. And it's free to enter.
Take that, 2020.
The Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Make your picks now at radio.com/picks.
Good news. Southland Casino is now back open. That's right. The most spacious casino floor in the Mid-South is ready to welcome you back to the action with live blackjack, roulette, craps, and all your favorite slots. The action kicks off every day at 9 a.m. and rolls all the way till 5 o'clock the next morning. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and make the short drive to Southland. We're ready for you. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
It's so on point. Like, it's so musical.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
I'm
I'm trying to stay up on my iPhone. Told my bitch I love you. That was just a typo. That bitch drive me crazy. She gon' make me psycho. Yeah. Everything I've been through.
Yeah. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
We typically do not start the rundown with video games, but this is one I think that demands us starting the rundown with.
News everywhere.
It is major breaking news across all platforms. Jason says he got a SportsCenter buzz about it.
I literally just did.
Bleacher Report, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, after a long layoff, we can officially tell you that Colin Kaepernick has signed with whoever you want.
Like,
honestly,
I see what you did,
whoever
man.
You want.
I see what you did there, thinking you're funny.
He signed with whoever you want him to be on because he's back in Madden for the first time since 2016. Madden has placed him back into the game. He's an 81 overall rating, which is 9 points better than the Bears starter.
Damn.
Seriously.
You can sign him. He ranks now. He hasn't thrown a pass professionally since 2016, but Madden has put him in the game
better than Trubisky.
As a top 15 quarterback. Okay, he is ranked in the top 15 of all QBs in the game. You can put him on any team, and you can play with him. This is quite something for a number of reasons. One is he should have at least been in the game since 2016, because even if the NFL owners wouldn't sign him, he's still technically a free agent, is he not? I mean, he's still eligible to be signed, so I don't understand why he wouldn't have at least been on the waiver wire in franchise mode for Madden. So, to be honest with you, I mean, this is just a bad look.
It's taken me forever to put a filter on this. Did you say he's rated him on the top 15 quarterbacks?
Yes. At 81, yes. He's in the top 15.
So they got him better than my backup two folds?
That's a good question. I gotta look.
I'm trying to do this filter on Madden. It's taking an old man a long time.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to get to it a lot faster than me.
Yeah, let's not do that. But according to this tweet that I saw,
they got him as an 81.
He is an 81, and you can play with him in play now. You can play with him in franchise mode, and it's again, I think it's a bad look for EA Sports that he wasn't even in the game. I mean, he should have been in the game because he was a free agent. A lot of guys are available on the free agent wire. Nick Foles is a 71.
Lord have mercy.
He has 10 points.
Triumvirate of QBs.
Kyle Kaepernick. Kyle Kaepernick's
sure
actually better than every player on your team at 81. So
that's not true.
This is absolutely other than the defensive lineman that y'all lost, Eddie Goldman. He's 82. Everybody else, he's better than. Will you rush?
They can't have Carr rated too much higher.
Derek
so you should
Carr,
be in the
think,
same boat here
I think,
laughing.
I think Derek Carr's rating is
again,
79.
Again, not too much higher. And if you're lower, then you're laughing. You shouldn't
He's
be laughing.
He's 79. Derek Carr is 79.
That man better than
What's
both
What's Ryan Tannehill's rating?
Let's be real. Love the Caps back on the game. They got him way too high. Are y'all crazy?
Dude, Ryan Tannehill's an 80.
See, that's ridiculous.
He's rated higher than Ryan Tannehill.
I'm all for having Cap back. That's fine. You want to put him on there. It's probably more for the headlines that they're going to make by putting him on than it is actually somebody signing him and using him. Probably again, but you got him rated too high. Are you kidding me?
How can you do this? How can you say
81
without having
seen
him? I
might as well sign him up.
Well, dude, damn right. This is what I'll read you the statement from Madden. It's quite interesting. Colin Kaepernick is one of the top free agents in football and a starting caliber quarterback. The team at EA Sports, along with millions of Madden NFL fans, want to see him back in our game. We've had a long relationship with Colin through Madden NFL and worked through our past soundtrack mistakes. I think there was like a snafu with like one of the rap songs they chose back in the day that had a reference to Colin Kaepernick. I don't remember. Knowing that our EA Sports experiences are platforms for players to create, we want to make Madden NFL a place that reflects Colin's position and talent, rates him as a starting quarterback, and empowers our fans to express their hopes for the future of football. We've worked with Colin to make this possible, and we're excited to bring it to all of you today. So starting today in Madden NFL 21, fans can put Colin at the helm of any NFL team in franchise mode, as well as play with him and play now. We look forward to seeing Colin on Madden NFL teams everywhere. I think Colin was wrongly blackballed by the NFL.
I think he should have absolutely been on a roster before.
What would they
now.
Have had that man ranked in 2013?
Man, 99.
Or 14. That man was a 101. Wasn't
man, he would have been ranked higher than Michael Vick in 03, dog. He would have been the best that ever did it. But, I mean, but this is
his
absurd.
Last season he threw for, you know, 2241. Like, you got to go back to 14, 13.
I give him a 75. I'll give him a 75 after 4 years not playing
you
one
got
snap.
Got him rated better than half the league. That's more for the headline and just getting than anything else. Man.
This
that's
is
that's, yeah. Don't they pride themselves on being accurate
they,
on these things
have,
too? Like
they,
that's one
they
of the
employ
things.
People
they have people
that go
just
to games.
Do this.
Yes,
yeah.
Ratings adjusters is what
like,
they're called.
As much as I like the move, but you lose credibility when you make them that high. It's ridiculous.
I think it's
like at his coldest point, maybe you make them an 81. But I mean, the man hadn't thrown a pass in 4 years, is it? Four?
Yes.
2016.
How old is he now? 35?
I don't know that he's that old.
He's up there.
He's like 33 or something. Right?
Okay, he's 32. I gave him too much, but he's gonna be 33 in a month, basically.
Wow.
This is a little extreme to me. And you Google Colin Kaepernick, and the first there's two headlines. One is Colin Kaepernick returns to Madden for the first time since 2016. Second headline is, as season approaches, there's been zero interest in Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, this dude waltzes in as an 81. I mean, I think Madden needs to take a little bit more pride in sort of what they're doing here. It looks exactly like what it is.
Take more pride.
I mean,
like you said, they hire people to do this. Typically, they do have a lot of pride in it.
I mean,
this is for the headlines, bro. That's all. They literally just bring – trying to sell a few more copies.
You're going
to
rush
and
home.
And it's going to be a lot more copies.
You're gonna,
let's face it. People are going to go out and put – thinking he's like Vic on the game.
Y'all think
and
he's
go
an
back
NFL,
out there and get him.
He's an NFL quarterback.
Well,
he's at least a backup. There's some scrub.
Backup.
He's at least a backup. There are some scrub backups in this league that he can
yeah.
beat. He should
yes.
be able to beat.
I agree with that.
But he never wanted to be that. He wanted
no.
to start. That was the whole problem. He thought he was a starting quarterback, and maybe there were some years where he should have been. Right? I don't remember exactly what the. Mm. I mean, there have been some ass. I mean, he probably could have started for the Steelers last year.
Yeah, starting
right?
that duck dude.
Yeah. Yeah. He could have started
100%,
for them last year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, he got blackballed. It is what it is. But that doesn't mean he's an 81 after not having thrown a pass for 4 years.
I'll give you that. That's ridiculous.
I would take him first overall.
They got him
in
a top-rated free agent and a top-15 quarterback.
I'll go ahead and just draft him tonight if I were you.
I might.
Maybe this will inspire teams to take him and to sign him up.
Who's got the two pick in our league? Because that make him real happy. Who has it?
That's Bennett.
Oh, he'd just be – Ghost Dad be smiling if I took cap number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got some options here. But anyway, that's some earth-shattering news in the video game world. Colin Kaepernick is back in Madden for the first time since 2016 as an 81 overall.
Next story.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Great song.
John, you got any idea what I'm talking about right there?
That is the
if you're through yeah.
that
body,
is the theme song.
Mm-hmm. And
a Full House.
No. You knew no fool. You would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say what, Brad? What would the card attached say?
Thank you for being a friend.
This would be the Golden Girls.
How about this? We got into this conversation last week, talking about crossover
Great
shows
theme.
From back in the day and show that we kind of were forced to watch back then. Ended up loving it. Talked about Blanche and her Fast Tail. Do you realize that Tracy Ellis Ross is doing a remake?
Oh.
Wow.
Tracy Ellis Ross, Regina King. She announced on Sunday, Tracy did, that she will be joining the Golden Girls at her sort of all-black rendition of it. With Regina King, my girl Sanaa Lathan, and Alfre Woodard. How about that? A Golden Girls with an all-black cast.
I knew that
would make the two of you all very happy.
I'm happy about it.
Yes.
You enjoyed the show.
Absolutely enjoyed it. And we said last week, I feel like we were the ones that talked this up.
Yeah.
We said last week they should do a new Golden Girls.
Existence.
Absolutely.
Now, we didn't say an African-American slant.
We didn't say it would have to be all black, I don't think, last week, but we said they should absolutely bring it black.
Representation.
And remember, Tracy Ellis Ross is the star on Blackish, and she's doing her own. It's actually
Girlfriends
tonight.
Back in the day.
Yeah, the show that you secretly liked, the other light-skinned chick that we found. That was a revelation
Persia
to
White.
Us last week.
Thank
White. You for her name. It's set for 5 p.m. Central today, actually. So a little bit before our draft will start.
Oh.
It's going to be basically a virtual watch party where the four of them are acting as the four girls, Blanche and all of them.
Oh, so this isn't a series?
Not yet.
Oh,
but
man.
Perhaps it will be.
What are they judging by interest?
It's not clear yet if the actresses will reenact an existing episode of the sitcom or what they're going to do tonight. It's not clear yet if this is going to go beyond.
I hate Zoom.
But we'll see. Again, typically anything Tracy Ellis Ross touches turns to gold. Mm. Now, except for this movie she had with Ice Cube. I don't think many people watched that.
Yeah. Well, Ice Cube has made some real stinkers.
And I'm starting to think that maybe Ice Cube was the problem. I wasn't able to stick with that one. My wife did, but she said it was straight trash. Other than that, though, Tracy Ellis has been good in anything she's done, and I imagine we'll knock this out of the park. John, do you like it?
Well, I do. I do like the idea of it, absolutely, because people of all races age and get older, and we need representation. Right?
Ross is Ross. Thank you for that. We need representation. We appreciate you saying it. Ross is starting
to portray Rose. I've been told
Rose.
I have to be a little bit more politically correct, so that's what I have to say.
You were told that, in a meeting?
I got a memo. Yeah. So.
That sounds like a lie.
I'm just kidding.
Ross will be portraying Rose. Hold on, I've got the parts here. King will play Dorothy. Woodard will be Sophia. And Sanaa Lathan is going to be Blanche, the hot-bodied Blanche.
Okay, yeah, no, that's great. Love Sanaa, yep, absolutely.
We talk this into existence.
Yes. Blanche is the one that kind of gets around a little bit. Is that the deal?
Yeah, she's the one that's fast.
We know her.
No, it's
she was really the second best thing about the show.
I would like to see it as a series. I hate Zoom.
Absolutely.
I cannot stand Zoom. I don't get on Zoom. I don't do the calls. I don't do the happy hours.
Yeah, I wonder if that will hurt it.
Yeah.
Just because most people don't.
I'm so sick of Zoom.
People are tired of Zoom 6 months into the COVID.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that will hurt it, and maybe they should have, you should have done it more.
I guess you have to, because I'll be honest, most, there are, Batman's filming, even though Batman caught COVID. But there are.
If they're rushing here, is my point.
Well, they hear you talking about it, but we got to bring this to market.
Yeah, if you could wait till afterwards and you could actually put a film crew together and actually do it the right way.
I don't
want it to get hurt here with this Zoom when people are tired of Zoom early on to where we don't have a chance at it resuming.
No, I think that's a fair thing. I think that's a very fair contention, you gonna be tuned in tonight? I know you have a draft.
Well, I'm gonna have it in addition going on, probably on my small screen.
You think you'll laugh? Yeah, you think you'll have a big bellow, nice little chuckle at some point?
Dude, I'm a Tracy Ellis Ross fan.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
Again, that woman, anything she touched turned to gold.
So anyway, there you go. Maybe we can get a Boy Meets World, sort of reboot.
Topanga.
With some representation as well.
Next story.
Well, I was hoping you'd handle this one, but I guess I got to. I got to get my hands dirty.
Well, I made sure to steer clear of this ish.
Yeah. Well, So let me just back up and
start from the beginning.
Let me just back up and tell you about the show before I tell you about what happened on it. So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and you're going to have to excuse all this. I mean, there's just no – I mean, it's a very important story in our culture and sports that's, I don't think, been covered enough on this show or on the station. But about 3 weeks ago on the No Jumper podcast, Adam 22, who hosts this very popular show, NLE Choppa's been on it,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Like it's a huge sort of internet sensation show. He had on this sort of Instagram model / porn star, Selena Powell, who had on her friend named Eliza. Okay.
You're not even reading anything.
No.
I'm very familiar with the details and the names.
And on this particular episode of No Jumper, Eliza, Selena Powell's friend, revealed that in one evening, in one sequence, she performed acts on not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but seven Phoenix Suns, including Devin Booker. In succession, okay? That's very impressive. Very impressive. Well, as a result of that coming to light, obviously that went viral, okay, with our friend Eliza here. And as a result of the popularity and the spilling of the tea, Eliza and Selena Powell were given their own show called, No Thoughts Hour, something like that.
Oh, you know it.
Thought something, THOT something. Well, they had another episode last night, all right? Selena Powell, Eliza, and they brought on some chick. I don't know her name. I'm not well-versed in the Instagram. I know a couple, but I don't really know. I mean, I feel like all Instagram models kind of run together, right? I mean, they all kind of look the same way. They kind of do the same thing. Anyway, this particular woman came on and spilled some tea of her own because that's the idea of the show. You come on and you talk about experiences that you've had with celebrities, and that gets you views and likes and ratings and everything like that, right? Well, this particular woman's story involved Odell Beckham Jr., the Cleveland Browns star wide receiver. And she said, allegedly, well, no, she didn't say it, but she said Odell Beckham Jr. allegedly likes it when you poop on him.
Oh, my Lord.
So not just poop for him.
No. But he also likes that.
On him. On
he
him,
wants it on his skin.
On right? himself? Like, the person does it on him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
I believe they call that a Cleveland steamer.
Oh, my Lord.
But
what do you mean you believe? You know all this stuff.
But she also said that Odell Beckham Jr., in the sort of run-up to him flying her out, which is that's a very common part of the process, that he asked her to send him a video of herself doing that act. Just in her own home, right? Just privately.
Does Odell like it any kind of way, any kind of texture?
My goodness.
Good question.
This
I don't know
brutal.
If that was explored.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't know if that was explored.
Because I saw on Oprah.
It was, that's
I think
part
it was
of
Dr. it. You want it in an S shape, right?
You saw this on Oprah.
That's when it's healthy. That's
you saw
when
this
you're
on
at,
Oprah?
She's discussed boo-boo, and she said nobody wants to talk about it. Right. Nobody
this
wants
is
to talk,
gross, man.
But you're at your healthiest when it comes out in an S shape, sort of like you get out.
Like she was exploring
like you used
this
to get out of the McDonald's, out of the McDonald's, you know, the ice cream. They're coming out like that, rather than a brick, or as opposed to the water on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I just wonder if Odell's cool with whatever texture comes out.
That's you know why he had such a bad year on my fantasy team last year.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a part of it. I think what has happened.
It's going to be hot one way or the other.
Hot steaming
but
crapola.
But it's the texture of it that really you got a question mark.
Awful.
You
awful.
Never know.
We got to be careful here because we're, you know.
No, it's all alleged.
That's
all
gross,
alleged.
Man.
It's all alleged.
That's really gross.
But I'm not.
This woman went out there and put his business out there again. Allegedly, this is his business.
Oh, I'm not drafting him.
No way.
I'm taking the next best receiver.
How does he even go back into the locker room this week and get ready for the big game with Cleveland? How do you get
it
ready
is funny that
for the big game when everywhere you
Browns.
Look in the locker room, they're laughing in their little huddles, and it's about you?
How are you going to play for the Cleveland Browns and love Cleveland Steamers, bro?
Is that really what it's called, Cleveland Steamers? Because I just
Cleveland Steamer.
I'm freaking enough that I've seen and read about Golden Showers. I ain't freaking enough that I know about Cleveland Steamers because
right?
that's a
deep.
That ain't even freak anymore. It's sick.
A Cleveland
so
Steamer.
So is Golden Showers.
Is when one person craps on the other.
Like it's appropriate because he's in Cleveland.
It's actually what's okay. So like,
is this real?
It's like there's a little bit more to it. Like it has to be on the chest. Like,
oh no!
But I mean, where else would you want somebody to do that?
Would you feel the need to address the team? On game week?
No.
You can't ignore this.
That's
everybody's talking about it in the corners of the locker room. So you probably better hit it head on and tell them that this girl's lying.
No, you can't do that.
Yes.
Well, I would just say that. I'd say she's lying.
They all got masks on anyway.
I don't mean address in the locker room that you like it. I would assume even if you like it, you're going to come on and lie, and you're going to tell your teammates that this girl's lying on you. That you're going to take her to court.
Man.
Right. That's what you're going to do because you got a big game this week.
They're going to be calling that man Boo Boo Beckham in the locker room.
Bro, it will never end unless you hit it head on and say this girl's lying, even if you're lying. You better say she's lying.
Well, yeah, but
otherwise, they're going
to
be laughing at you all season, your
you.
Own teammate.
She was convincing. She was she had lots of details that you don't just make up.
Well, it wasn't just that. She said he wanted a picture of it too, right?
Yes.
Of her
and
the act.
And that he requested
and she
that
she the details.
Not shower in advance of
Ooh,
their meeting.
Lord, that man dirty, if this is the case.
What is wrong with you, Odell? I mean, what?
Why is it that once you get all that money, you want to try anything
maybe
and everything?
Maybe you've just had it all. You like you just you have to in order to be stimulated.
But how does that
anymore?
Even start? Like she poots and you say,
"Oh no!"
You know what? That was kind of sexy. Let's go a little further. Like it's ridiculous.
Jason,
like how does that
know.
Even
no.
start?
No, there's no question to
finding
ask
out
here.
About that.
It's really disturbing. Yeah. I would release him. Release him.
Yeah, no, there's no question.
I don't need this stink on my team.
Yep.
I would cut him right now. I mean, we can't have this around Baker. You know, we got Jarvis Landry and Hooper now, and Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, who just got a 2-year extension. Odell, sorry about it, brother. You got to go somewhere else.
As tight as Landry and him are from LSU, he would know. So he would know if this is really the case or not.
Oh man,
but I hope we did
want to for all of you who are considering drafting Odell Beckham Jr. We did want to bring this to your attention.
Stock's dropping.
Something to consider. As you weigh whether or not to draft him. All right, we will come back. Brian Scalabrine is going to join us. We will talk to him about the NBA playoffs, the Clippers, the Lakers, Giannis, and more. Jason and John, 92 FM, yes.
In your city, Tennessee, frowns ruled the streets, and boredom could be found everywhere until the hit games rolled into town. Now a whole lot of fun is about to hit from the producers of Once Upon an Instant Game, The Good, The Fun, and The Winner, and the Tennessee Lottery comes, the Hit Games gang rides again. Fun is coming to your city. Hit Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You gonna eat the other half of that sandwich?
It's all yours.
Nice. Chips too?
Sure.
Cool. What's up with that Powerball ticket?
I didn't win.
Can I have it?
Why?
To enter the Powerball First Millionaire of the Year drawing. I could win a free trip to New York City or New Year's Eve hometown party package.
Then no, you can't have it.
Fine. But I'm keeping the sandwich.
Visit TNVIPrewards.com to enter the Powerball First Millionaire of the Year drawing from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Yeah. I gotta take them back to the
now
guys, man.
Back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Not me. Hallway. Dice game. Lose it all. Twin and Nano 8, apartment 4. I remember. We were trapping in and out the door. I remember. Miss Shirley House breaking down them things.
All right, back. Jason is John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, Brian Scalabrine. Always brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas, approves in the Pennzoil. Also, check him out on Scal and Pal. It's available on Radio.com and Twitch. He joins us now. Scal, what's up, man? Appreciate the time.
Yeah, things are good. How you guys doing?
Everything is good here in Memphis. Certainly a lot better than for Giannis at this point. What as we sort of sit here today, game five coming up, what have you made of this this honestly debacle for the Milwaukee Bucks here in the bubble?
Well, I didn't think that they were very good. I knew that they were a good team. I just thought playoff basketball, and you saw the meltdown they had last year, and I picked Miami to beat. I picked Miami to beat Milwaukee before the series started, and especially during the first round when you're watching it. Miami shoots the three. The Milwaukee Bucks, they have a hard time defending the three. They don't necessarily have what I would consider a playoff identity, and I think that's the struggles. And they have another guy that can guard Giannis in Bam Adebayo, and I like Bam Adebayo a lot. I think he plays hard, he's physical, and he's not as athletic or long as Giannis, but he has his own set of qualities that seem to give Milwaukee trouble.
Has this series changed anything at all you think about Giannis, the player, and his ability to lead a team to a championship? Or to that point, you said you picked Miami. Has it just confirmed what you thought when you're speaking individually of him?
Yeah, so I just don't feel like the way the Bucks play is conducive to winning a championship. I think you have to be able to, like, let me get this straight, right? I do love the way that they play throughout the first three quarters of a game. I love ball movement, dribble drive. I think it's important that you continue to attack the paint and move the ball. And they do a good job of defending the paint. And they got bigs that can shoot threes. But in the fourth quarter, you have to have a guy. And that guy has to have a go-to shot.
Yep.
And if you don't have that, I don't see how you ever, you know, get out of the playoffs. And it's not just because that guy is going to shoot the ball every single time. But you need something where a guy is going to draw to and just make a great pass to an open player, or a good shot to a great shot. And if you watch the Houston Rockets right now, they have many guys that can drive and kick. And it's just but they also have guys that can step up and make shots. So I'm not sold. I was never sold on the Bucks all year in the fourth quarter. But I didn't think that they were going to get smacked down like this. This is somewhat embarrassing. And they're lucky that Miami let go of the rope in that game four to win that game.
Do you subscribe, Scal, to the idea that, you know, whatever happens in this series has a bearing on Giannis's decision in free agency?
Yeah.
I mean, do you really believe that however the rest of this series shakes out, it may have a big sort of, impact on whatever decision that is?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think that, and I think there's a few things going on. So you guys are familiar, Giannis could get offered a Supermax contract.
Yep.
And just the current climate economically in the NBA, that Supermax might not be as attractive as if he waits a year. So it kind of puts Milwaukee in a tough situation. You know, he might turn down the Supermax knowing that, like, I don't know what the numbers are, but it could be a difference of $250 million versus $200 million. And that might be enough for him to say, you know what, I'll just play it out and see what happens. But I do think that he'll take a look at everything this offseason. The only way I think he gets traded is if, and the Warriors are obviously an attractive place for him to go, because he could just have the floor be wide open. They have guys ready to win. But I could see him getting traded if he legitimately goes up to Milwaukee's ownership and management and says, I don't want to be here. I don't think that we can win with this group. And we're kind of cap strung. There's nothing really we can do. If he does say that, then they trade him. If he doesn't say those exact words, then I think Milwaukee just has to run it back another year and play it out, which is a dangerous position for the Bucks, because if you think about it, I think the Warriors would do this in a second. I think a lot of teams would if they had these assets. The Warriors have the second pick in the draft, and they have Minnesota's pick next year. That's a pretty nice package. And then you could throw in Andrew Wiggins. That's a pretty – it's never going to be equal value for a guy like Giannis, but – that's a pretty good trade scenario for the Bucks if they know they're going to lose Giannis anyways.
So what happens potentially in a Miami-Boston series? Let's just assume that Boston takes care of business and finishes out Toronto. How does that one look to you, Scal?
So the way that Boston loses is by going against elite individual talent. So when you look at Miami, they do a good job of playing the team basketball. They move the ball side to side. I think the Celtics do a fine job of guarding that. Mm-hmm. Where they struggle is when they go against Devin Booker, LeBron James, even sometimes Giannis, where the guys are so good that you can't send one and a half or two guys. You almost have to, like, load up your whole team. And those type of players are the ones that do the best against the Boston Celtics. So I think that they would beat Miami. I think that they could, you don't have to send two to Jimmy Butler. You don't have to send two to any of those guys. And they have defensive versatility to switch off of a Tyler Hero flare screen or a Duncan Robinson down screen or any of that other action. So I think the Celtics will win. I think I was concerned that they wouldn't get through this series with Toronto, because I think Toronto was tough-minded, and I thought Toronto's bigs. And you guys could inform me. What the heck is going on with Marc Gasol? Is the game just set up that much? He looks like, oh, my gosh, he was a former defensive player of the year. And you have to ask yourself, like, does he even belong out there? And I liked him. Oh, my time as a player since he got in the league, I was like, man, this guy knows how to play. He can pass it. Defensively, he's always in the right position. Yeah. Man, he looks so slow out there. It's like it is just a tough series for him, and it's tough to watch. But that's the reason why Toronto is not going to beat Boston, is because Gasol is just a fraction of himself defensively as what he was when he was in Memphis.
You've picked the Clippers, so sticking with that. If you get Boston in the finals, what kind of finals would that be? Are we talking 6-7 games? We'd know you'd stick with your pick with the Clippers, but could Boston give them some trouble? Real trouble.
They've struggled guarding Kawhi like this whole time. You guys are familiar with Marcus Smart, right? Even as great as he is, he's strong and he can really get in guys' airspace. And I've always said, like, if most of the guys in the NBA, if you got Smart on you, you're just better off just pass it, man. Just like move the ball to somebody else. But Kawhi Leonard, for whatever reason, seems to do well against him. So I would be concerned. I think it'd be a good series. But I tell you what, you know what I'm leaning towards right now? The Houston Rockets. If they can get out of the Lakers, which I think they can, I think they might beat the Clippers. And the reason why I say that is because I look at this with the best players. You have a floor and a ceiling, right? And clearly Paul George has a high ceiling. We saw last night against Denver. But his floor is something that I'm scared of. Like, for a superstar player, when he has a bad night, it is detrimental to the team. Mm-hmm. Like Kawhi Leonard last night, he had a bad night. He wasn't very good, I mean, for a Kawhi Leonard standard. And he was so impactful so many different ways. I would be concerned about the floor of Paul George. And that's for stars. And listen, I played with some good players. Their floor was usually pretty high. Like Ray Allen, he can have a really off night. He can impact the game a lot of different ways. Pierce, Garnett, Rondo, Derrick Rose, Jason Kidd. A lot of guys, like, your floor is really important when you're talking about winning a playoff series. Paul George, when he is having a bad night, it's like he's like the last guy to know. It feels like he's still shooting heat checks out there when he hasn't made a shot in the last two quarters. So I'm a little concerned about – I thought he was going to be much better in this series. I'm a little concerned about Paul George and when he how many off nights he can have. against a team like the Houston Rockets.
We, of course, talking to the great Brian Scalabrine. Insider Call is brought to you by Pennzoil, the proves in the Pennzoil. Also catch them on Scalin Pals. That's available on radio.com and Twitch. Definitely worth checking out. You mentioned the Lakers. I'm going to be honest, man. I thought this would look a lot differently than it has. I thought the Lakers had a very distinct advantage with Anthony Davis and the way that sort of the Rockets play. But it has definitely been – I mean, it's been a dogfight for them, and they blew that lead there in game two as well. Why do you think the Lakers are struggling so much right now?
Because, like, here's the reason why. For the Lakers to win, LeBron has to be unreal. Unreal. Now, at 35 years old, can he be unreal throughout the entire game? We thought that, and I think LeBron thought this too. Like, you know what? I'm going to get us there. I'm going to get Anthony Davis. He's going to, like, he can carry us for a quarter and a half, two quarters, whatever it is. Maybe Anthony Davis has a great night, and I could just have, like, an off night. Off night being, like, I could be on the floor kind of conserving energy. You look at the toll that it takes LeBron to win a game. Like you talked about, he goes out of the game, and the Houston Rockets go up, and now he goes back in the game. He builds the lead. He goes out of the game. The Rockets drop off again. That's too much of a toll for LeBron at his age. And I know he's superhuman, but that's the only way I feel like you can beat the Lakers is if, like, LeBron has to be great, and he has to be great for four out of the seven nights. And you can't have those nights where he's great and you lose. You have to win those because he might not have another, high-energy level. And don't look at stats because LeBron can go out there and be the greatest 70% player I've ever seen in my life. He could be out there. He can get a triple-double with 30 and be out there 70% coasting. But in the playoffs, you really can't do that. And it gets really good teams and the deeper you go. But he just has to be great. I'm curious because he was unreal the last game. I'm curious on what he is going to be tonight when he's going against this Rocket team, which I really like watching the Rockets play.
The Lakers outscored the Rockets by 28 when your man Rondo was in the game. Is he just that dude that you want him with you, and when you can't stand when he's playing against you? What makes him, besides just that veteran experience, Brian, so valuable?
Well, you know, I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. He's by far the smartest player I've ever been around, ever. And I've been around, I think, so I played 11 years. Eight of those teams probably could have won a championship. And I just feel like Rondo's intelligent level was on a different level, and just managing a game, and that's not disrespecting my man Jason Kidd, who was, I thought, a basketball genius when I was around him. I mean, I went around Rondo, and he was just a completely different level. And I think in the playoffs, it really holds true. Rondo's had some. If you look, when he was in New Orleans, he outplayed Damian Lillard, and he did that with his mind. He knew every set they were going to run. When you looked at him with the Chicago Bulls, the Chicago Bulls were up 2-0. Remember Isaiah Thomas, his sister, and the death, and the Celtics really came out struggling. Well, what also coincided with the Celtics getting back on track was Rondo broke his thumb, and Rondo dominated game one and two. Best player on the floor, not even close. So he's just a smart basketball player, efficient, doesn't waste energy, like getting focused on other things. A funny, real quick story. When I was coaching the Warriors, Mark Jackson was trying to mess with Rondo when he was out there. And so he goes to Steph Curry. He said, run 45 side. And Rondo looked at Mark Jackson. This is a player. He's not studying film like a coach. He looked at Mark Jackson, and he started looking up in the air. And it's like a Rolodex in his mind. And he's like, oh, man, you're just messing with me. You ain't got 45 side. And I was, like, blown away by that. Like, for a player to know every single call. And when a coach throws something else out there, there are coaches on the other team that would not know that the Warriors that year didn't have a 45 side. And just for him to understand that, and it just made me think, like, this dude, and I knew it. This is when I've already played with him. Now I'm coaching against him. I still was blown away by his intelligent level.
There was quite a bit of, well, I don't know, like, it depends on who you ask. If you ask Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, they probably didn't see much controversy in the hiring of Steve Nash, but plenty of other people did. You played in the league. You played against Steve Nash. You sort of know what he brings to the table. How do you think he will be as a head coach there with Brooklyn?
Yeah, you know, like, what's funny, I didn't understand. I mean, maybe it's because I'm a white guy and I've been a part of the NBA for so long. It doesn't, when I'm, since the day in 2001, I got into the league to now, right? I've been a part of the NBA every single year from 2001. And I don't I just from being a part of it, from going to practice every day to front offices, to every I never understood there being a race element to it. But maybe there was the whole time and I didn't recognize it, or maybe it's just a climate that we live in right now. But I hear people saying, there's other coaches that should have got an opportunity first, right? But there's been black coaches. Like, think about Jason Kidd. He went from being a player to being the head coach. Mark Jackson went from being a broadcaster to being the head coach. Doc Rivers was a broadcaster, and he played broadcast and then became a head coach. So it's not like white players are the only ones that are going right and getting a head coaching job because they're white players. Like, I think there's nothing in the NBA that everything has been done in the NBA, and it's been every, like, Sean Marks or the owners of Joseph Tsai and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, like, everyone has to make the choice that they feel is best for their organization. And I've never understood the race element of it, but I mean, it seems like now there happens to be one. I do know this. I don't ever judge whether coaches are going to be good or not, because I think it's really difficult. I think your personality and it has to match up with the players that you have. I think it's going to be really difficult to coach Kyrie. I guess it's good because Kyrie respects Nash, I guess. I don't know if that to be true or not, but, you know, I've seen Kyrie, you know, he left Cleveland. He was upset. Ty Lue had a hard time. Remember, Ty Lue is this most laid-back guy I know. He had, like, all kinds of heart problems when he was coaching LeBron and Kyrie. Brad Stevens, I saw him last year. And Brad's my boy, and I've never seen him more miserable in my life. He never said anything to me, never said a word to me about the situation at hand or anything like that, but I'm just watching him every day. You could see it, man, like the life is getting sucked out of him. Now Kenny Atkinson, you know, like, he's supposed to be this energetic, like, I'm going to develop players, and then he gets fired. So I wish Steve Nash the best, and I hope he can handle whatever the situation is with Kyrie, but I think it's going to be a challenge.
To go back to the point you're making about Rondo and being the computer and then sticking with it, could he do it? Does he have the temperament for it, Scout, Rondo, in terms of being a head coach?
I don't know. The problem with, like, let me tell you the issue with Rondo, right? Like, I'm a little in the fray because that's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue with Rondo is he is too smart. You ever been around friends that are just too smart? You don't like hanging out with them because they're too smart?
Yep.
I like hanging out with Rondo, but when you have 15 guys in your team and you're going to have, you know, a couple of rookies on the team that don't know anything, have no idea how to play, you know how frustrating that could be for a guy like him? So, like, we don't have teams. Think about the Pistons when they had – you know, Rip and Chauncey and them guys. That's a veteran type of team. Like, what type of veteran teams are out there right now? I'm sure, like, I'll point to the Lakers. The Lakers seem like a veteran team. They got to deal with Kyle Kuzma and all that stuff out there. It's like every team has a blend of old and young. And I'm not sure, like, it would – and believe me, I hope I'm wrong, because I think he'd be a phenomenal coach. He would be head and shoulders above everybody when it came to the knowledge of it. But dealing with people, that is not going to be easy dealing with – young rookies. I'll point one out. I got a little heat on Twitter yesterday for this one, but Michael Porter Jr. Yeah. I don't know if Rondo would want to coach Michael Porter Jr. He does some amazing things, but basketball is a sport of little things, and that's what helps you win. You have to do the big things, but we overemphasize the big stuff and ignore the little stuff. And sometimes that kind of stuff gets you fired as a coach, and it's frustrating. So, you know, there's a lot of variables when it comes to teams and championships and teams and how they're built. But as far as knowledge, by far, he'll be if he does decide to coach, he'll be the smartest coach out there. It's just, can you deal with the other stuff
side
too?
Of it?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, Michael Porter might be the kind of player that gets coaches fired. John Morant here in Memphis is the kind of player that gets you an extension
with how he plays.
But what's next? What's next for him, Scal? I mean, he wins Rookie of the Year. Unfortunately, not unanimously. Somebody voted for Zion for some reason.
That's so weak, right?
it doesn't even – like, you're not watching – how can you say that? How can you possibly say that? But what's next for him? What is next for Ja sort of in his development? What would you like to see from both him and the Memphis Grizzlies?
Yeah, so I think for Ja, I would watch a lot of Damian Lillard, because here's the reason why. Like, Ja already has the ball skills, and I think that he needs to watch the way that Lillard attacks and the way that he can pull up from three with the guy right on his hip and draw a foul. It'd be nice if Ja can learn to get to the free throw line. you know, 6 to 10 times in a game, it'd be super beneficial, not just for him, but getting teams in the penalty, opening up the floor. There's a lot of that, and I like the way he plays, but it's just he needs to add like the so Damian Lillard's one. Like I wouldn't watch Curry. That's like a different animal.
Right,
but like Kemba Walker, you've seen Kemba play, how efficient he is at getting downhill and, you know, quick jumping guys. But you're going to have to shoot the pull up. And so you come off a screen, you get that pull up jumper down, or you hit it big with hesitation, you blow right by him. Stuff like that. I feel like maybe he takes one too many dribbles right now, and not in a bad way. I'm sure he probably took two too many dribbles last year when he was in college. I'd be looking for him to just become a little bit more efficient as a scorer and a playmaker when he has the ball in his hands. And when he does that, then he becomes impossible to guard, because you guys already know about the vision, the finishing around the basket. But can he be an elite pull-up jump shooter off the dribble? Because that seems like where the game is going right now.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, man, this is great as always, man. We appreciate
Thank
the time.
Man.
Thank you.
You got it. Enjoy.
Yep. He is Brian Scalabrini, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Insider calls always brought to you by Pennzoil. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Catch him on Scal and Pals on Twitch and Radio.com. Appreciate his time as always. We will come back. Lots more to come. Interesting news. Perhaps a bubble emerging for the University of Memphis in one event, at least one. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Good news. Southland Casino is now back open. That's right. The most spacious casino floor in the Mid-South is ready to welcome you back to the action with live blackjack, roulette, craps, and all your favorite slots. The action kicks off every day at 9 a.m. and rolls all the way till 5 o'clock the next morning. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and make the short drive to Southland. We're ready for you. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Right now, make up for lost time with the new BMW R1250 GS from Performance Plus Cycles. With 136 horsepower and a camshaft control system, you're assured consistent power delivery. Whether in the city, motorway, or off-road, every mile makes you feel more free. Test ride today at Performance Plus, located off Pleasant View Road, or check out their BMW inventory online at PerformancePlusCycles.com. Remember, make life a ride with a BMW motorcycle.
This is your alarm on an ordinary vacation.
Hello, ma'am. This is your wake-up call.
This is your alarm on a real vacation. Go on a real vacation. Go RV. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRVing.com.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially. Once dry, Microban 24 is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed. Microban 24 sanitizing spray, bathroom, and multi-surface cleaner.
Third floor study hall.
My dining room table.
Home room Monday and Tuesday. My living room Wednesday to Friday.
Wherever school is this year, Staples has amazing prices on everything like lap desks, computers, and UV sanitizers. This week, the 15-inch Lenovo IdeaPad 3 laptop with Intel Core i3 processor is just $399. You save $130. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on. Staples. Ends 9/12. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Sports in the United States have finally mostly returned. Football is back. Major League Baseball is headed toward the playoffs. The MLS season continues. So, we got a lot of stuff to sit at home and watch. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're watching. And if you like me, New Amsterdam Vodka should be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as you surely know by now. It's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Kelly Urb and I love selling homes. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and we are both with Mark's Benstorff Realtors. We sell homes from the river to Germantown and everywhere in between.
And Sheldon, don't forget, we sell in all different price range, all the way up and over $1 million in River Oaks. But we also love selling homes and condos to first-time homebuyers in Midtown, High Point, and the University of Memphis area.
And people aren't aware how much they need our experience and expertise when they're selling their homes. This involves preparation, presentation, and proper pricing combined with our highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbox option. It's hard to beat that combination and our combination.
That's right. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling, remember what people often say, that when you want the job done, call Sheldon and Kelly, of course.
You can reach us 24/7 at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Kelly Urb or Sheldon Rosengarten.
Do it now.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Of course you do. Nobody wants stress when they're selling their home. That means no worrying about getting it ready to list, no going back and forth on the pricing. All you have to do is email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis. That's no obligation, no hassle, just an offer. Investor@livelovememphis.com.
That's a good time to sell, good time to put your home on the market. Maybe really go a little further, make the call, 901-685-6000, because the odds are the news is going to be good when you get with the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. Again, 901-685-6000. You can ask for Jennifer Carstensen or Robbie Marbury, April Darnell, anybody on that fantastic team that I've worked with, that so many other of our listeners have worked with, and it's been nothing but success stories. They were that for me, and we'll be that for you as well. Again, 901-685-6000, Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're livelovememphis.com.
College basketball is actually going to be a very interesting month for college basketball. A lot of people are not plugged into it, but on September the 16th, there is going to be a vote by the Division I Council where they basically determine a date to play. Start date for college basketball. I will tell you that the expectation that I get from everybody over at my other gig, to be quite honest with you, is that it will be a date around Thanksgiving, and that bubbles are going to be quite the chic choice, right? And everybody's going to be trying to do not quite to the extent or the, you know.
No, you can't.
Right. It can't be as elaborate as the bubble.
Right. The bubble.
My boy David Caffey was down there at Disney.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. All I'm right. Just having a hard time with the Diet Coke.
It's not your usual drink of choice.
Just let me live. My boy David Caffey was down there in Disney World, and he sent me a picture of, like, it's all walled off, you know. But he showed me a picture of the barbershop. The barbershop rises above. And so I sent that to you.
So that's the closest he could get, was basically to the barbershop?
He couldn't get there, but he could see it.
He could throw a rock and hit it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But that's going to be the popular sort of, thing to do for college basketball. And we are getting some new information. This comes to us from Jeff Borzello of ESPN. Holiday hoop skipping, which was scheduled to feature Kentucky versus Georgia Tech, Auburn versus Memphis, and one of the great, sneaky, great non-conference matchups, you'd have to say, Jason, and other matchups, is working on plans to bubble its event at State Farm Arena in Atlanta and have its participating teams play multiple games, sources told ESPN. I mean, this is a pretty good event.
That's good news.
I mean, this is a pretty good event. Dayton, Mississippi State, Alabama, Clemson, LSU, South Florida, they're all in this event. So multiple games. I don't know if that means Memphis plays a Dayton. You know, can you imagine Jalen Crusher versus Memphis?
That would be a great storyline.
I mean, you know, Mississippi State versus Memphis, that'd be a great matchup. LSU versus Memphis, that'd be a great matchup. Musa Cisse versus the team that most people thought he was going to. I mean, so that may be the way through for college basketball is you do these little miniature bubbles for a week or 2 weeks. I don't know. I really have no clue, and I think everybody else is trying to figure that out too.
My question would be, can you do a bubble in Atlantis?
So in the Bahamas.
Yeah, in the Bahamas, so the Tigers don't miss out on that opportunity. And you would seem, obviously, an island, and in that case, a resort, one we've been to. What was it, 2000, the years run together, 11 was Maui. So I want to tell you it was 12 or 13 right there that they went to Atlantis. And it was the first year, I think, of Aki Collins, so maybe it was 12. Either way, a bubble? I mean, could you not – could you got some of the similar things that – you got a ballroom, you got a few teams – you got a resort. I just wonder with everybody else that's on the resort, you'd have to keep them completely separate. Atlanta's got money. The place is expensive.
Yep.
I just wonder if they could put it together because that would represent another great opportunity.
You did cover a bubble. I mean, not going. A bubble, but an Atlantis, didn't you?
Yeah. Got in Maui, got in Atlantis.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
What were your other hot spots that you...
It went downhill from there. Remember,
those were the two.
Because of the way Memphis performed. They had one in Vegas, I want to say, early on. Where they played lost to Baylor,
Baylor,
I think it was.
Yep.
It was the way Memphis performed in those, and it kind of, you know,
and you
Josh's
were there
whole
for that
thing
one?
Was he hated them. Yeah. There for that one as well. Josh's whole thing was he hated them.
I'd hate him
Memphis
if they
performed
lost, too.
Poorly. Remember, he was at a point like, I'm not going to take my wife because we're performing so poorly. Like, that's how bad it got. And eventually, they stopped getting invites to those things.
Well, I would say, I mean, the Maui thing was, you know, the Maui.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.